It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Our next story is about home and brotherhood. The early years for the Allman Brothers Band were spent in Macon in the Big House. It was a refuge and safe haven for artists to be creative. A documentary showing at this weekend's Macon Film Festival chronicles the history of the Big House and the people who lived there. We asked filmmaker and former Allman Brothers tour manager Kirk West to talk about his memories.
My name is Kirk West. I'm a retired tour manager, and I'm a photographer. And from 90 to 2009, I was a tour manager for the Allman Brothers. I first saw the Allman Brothers without even knowing who they were. They were playing a club in Chicago in 1970. And I was a hippie kid with a fake ID, and we were at this club trying to pick up chicks. The music was great. They looked like us. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, I was at a friend's house, and there was an album. It was the first album. So it started off with Don't Want You No More and My Cross to Bear, you know, ended up with Whipping Post. And that whole thing, listened to at normal volume, changed my life. The Please Call Home film started out, my wife and I, we decided to do an infomercial, if you will. You know, we were looking at a maybe 10 or 15 minute piece, you know, just to promote the Big House Foundation. But we got so much good footage that I thought, well, we can't make this 15 minutes long. Let's see what we can do. So I got the band to give us permission to do a documentary, but they limited the scope of it, the band did. They can only, the Big House years. Greg talks a lot about the music that he created at the Big House.
The Big House, Big House. I wrote many songs there. The room off to the kitchen for $10, Oakley had bought it from this old church, and their upright piano that they had in there. It was baby blue. Somebody just painted it with a brush. I used to sit over there all day on the piano. Some of the keys down here didn't work, but I worked up here, you know. I started Hotlanta out in there, and I wrote parts of Queen of Hearts. That took a year and a half, so I wrote that in a lot of different places. The vibe was really good over there. I guess that's why the songs flowed.
Greg talks a lot about the music that he created at the Big House. He wrote Please Call Home about the house. Take one last look before you leave. Cause oh, somehow it means so much to me. And if you ever need me, you know where I'll be. So please call. J-Mo is one of the original drummers. He talks about the warmth and the family feel of the house.
The Big House, for me, was a place that I went to jam with Barry Oakley and Joe Dan Petty. It was a place where a lot of pretty girls were at. So it was either playing music or looking at pretty girls. You couldn't lose one way or the other.
I think maybe the single most impactful subject in this film is Linda Oakley, Barry's widow, who it was Barry and Linda's house. They were the ones that signed the lease. Dwayne and Donna were also, and Greg and Barry's sister, Candy. Those were the three couples that lived there, and two of the couples had kids.
It was the same for everybody. I mean, there was this central core of our family, but Barry wanted it to encompass everybody.
Of course, it was Oakley's house. On paper, it was Oakley's house. I mean, he signed his name. But then again, it was all of us' house. It was an enchanting place because those girls They turned that place into a palace.
So go on, I won't say no more. My heart ain't in it, but I'll hold the door. But just remember what I said before. Please go home.
You know, there was always the hope among the fan base that the band would get back together with Dickey. Dickey had been estranged from the band since 2000. And when Butch went, everybody knew that was the end of that. Nobody could. And then Greg passing. So it's, you know, this spring of 2017 has really put the period, the explanation point, perhaps, you know, to the end of the Allman Brothers. You know, it was a classic. It was one of America's greatest rock bands, but it's over.
That's filmmaker Kirk West. He worked as tour manager for the Allman Brothers Band. His 2008 documentary, Please Call Home, is showing at this weekend's Macon Film Festival. It runs Sunday at 5:30 in the Douglas Theater. You can also visit the Big House Museum in Macon. It's a must-see, really, for anybody who loves the Allmans and Southern Rock. That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. And just a little programming note. We are going to take our show on the road next week. Thursday, we will be at Macon's Douglas Theater, and we would love to meet you there. You can RSVP at facebook.com/onsecondthoughtradio. The tickets are free, but you do need a ticket.